Today's show is brought to you by Star Wars, The Last Jedi. Follow the adventures of Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, and the rest as they run through the galaxy far, far away having adventures. It's Action Central out in outer space. Check out StarWars.com for more information. Let's start the show. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, hosted by me, Tom Sharpling, where we go through each and every episode of Friends and really get to the bottom of what makes them tick. And let's get to the show and let's get to the Friends. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. Today, we will be discussing Season 1, Episode 8, the one where Nana dies twice. This was written by show creators Marta Kaufman and David Crane, directed by pilot director James Burrows, and this aired November 10th, 1994. The plot of this episode, Chandler finds out that a lot of people think he's gay when they first meet him, and he tries to find out why. Ross and Monica's grandfather dies, and then dies again, and they go to the funeral, and Monica tries to deal with her mother's criticisms of her, and Ross falls into an open grave. I'm also joined today by BuzzFeed pop culture critic at large, Ruby Goodman. Ruby, thanks for
Thank
coming
you for
back.
Having me. Although I should mention it is TV Zoo as my regular feature.
Okay, TV Zoo.
I've been the author of a few quizzes on BuzzFeed, but mainly TV Zoo.
So the BuzzFeed thing is maybe the biggest of the things, but TV Zoo's where you live.
Yeah. BuzzFeed community is technically what they call it.
Okay. So you're in the BuzzFeed community.
It's a sort of sister site to the regular BuzzFeed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This episode had some good stuff in it.
I love this episode.
I'll say this. We've seen a couple examples of Ross showing his physical chops, David Schwimmer, in the episode in the laundromat. He bangs his head into a dryer door.
Mm-hmm.
In the last episode of the blackout, a cat jumped on him and he was running around with that. But I think for my money, nothing matches when he is... They're walking through a cemetery and he falls into an open grave, which I think was legitimately funny watching him do
that. His clowning is underrated.
I think people would think that someone like Chandler would be the one more with that stuff.
Well, you know, Ross's sort of egghead cuck character is it's just rife for him to be the foil for so many different scenarios where he's, you know, just always the butt of everyone's joke. And, you know, that's his role in the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's really true.
Mm-hmm.
Great contribution. Have you had a chance to watch any of these?
No, but it sounds great. And especially the way Ruby's describing
Thank
everything.
You.
I'm upset that I haven't watched this episode. Yeah. I will.
I'm going to do an ad in a second. I just want to say, though, he can't. You realize he can't hire you. I mean, why don't you
he
go
works
a little.
At BuzzFeed.
I don't.
Right?
You're way up his ass.
I didn't think so, Tom. I'm trying to really appreciate our guests.
Yeah, awkward.
Ruby did this. So, Ruby did that.
Yeah. Well, it's just right. Nice to hear true friends commentary.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love your rapport. Watching you two sort of bicker. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of The Best Show, and I would love to be a guest.
That's a great show.
Sometime. But yeah.
We'll see. I can see about. I mean, we generally don't have like a lot of kind of critics and things on The Best Show. It's more of an artist platform.
Well, you know, I am an artistic appreciator.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, if you want to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Cloak and Dagger.
Oh. Oh, man.
I don't. Yeah, we can see. We can see. About that, I don't know how much we would talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. recaps on
just began American Dad recaps for TVZoo.com. Mm-hmm. So check that out.
Mm-hmm. Let me just do an ad here. Then we'll get back to the episode. Today's show is sponsored by Star Wars, The Last Jedi. Did you know the new Star Wars movie is out now? It's called The Last Jedi, and it's gotten great reviews. The New York Times called The Last Jedi thrilling. This time out, the gang is in the middle of it. Luke Skywalker's peaceful and solitary existence gets upended when he encounters Rey, a young woman who shows strong signs of the Force. Her desire to learn the ways of the Force forced Luke, no pun intended, to make a decision that changed their lives forever. Meanwhile, Kylo Ren and General Hux lead the First Order in an all-out assault on the Resistance for the supremacy of the galaxy. It's in theaters now, so check it out and use promo code TOMFRIENDSPOD for 10% off on your ticket to see Star Wars The Last Jedi, available right now in a theater near you. Go to StarWars.com for more information. And back to Friends.
in theater, sure, yeah.
What's that?
No, just seems a little late.
Look, I'm not running an advertising thing. They place the ads. I had one that said for the holidays in the last episode about a windowless.
I had a lot of issues with The Last Jedi.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen it yet.
Don't bother.
Okay, I won't. Or I will. I will bother. Not that it's a bother. It's a movie.
You want to get angry, yeah.
Sure. Okay. Well, I don't want to get angry, but I like seeing movies and figuring out how I feel about them, too. So I think that's part of the fun of this whole thing is kind of talking about, right? Don't you find that that's the fun in all of it is talking?
It is fun. It was fun back in December, coming out of the theater and just heading right on to Reddit and talking about the film with, you know, different communities.
Mm-hmm. So you're past it already. And what are you ready for now?
I'm ready to talk about this episode of Friends.
Oh, very nice. I appreciate that, Ruby. The stuff where Chandler is not sure. The weird plot lines all seem to land on Chandler's doorstep. Maybe the ones that haven't aged as well.
Yeah,
seem to land.
I relate a lot to this episode.
How so?
What happens to Chandler in this episode happened to me, still does.
Okay. I guess it's a thing where people are trying to figure out where people land on the sexual spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I guess that's the kind of thing. It's would you say this is like commentary on the workplace? Because it happens at work. Someone was trying to fix him up with someone else at work. Not knowing that he is not gay?
I think it's a commentary of America in the 90s, for better or worse.
Okay. So some of the things land on the wrong side. Because you can't make a thing that's going to play eternally and never ruffle any feathers. Or when the culture evolves and goes to different places, certain opinions and statements expire. They immediately expire, and that's something that's interesting.
I would say this is an evergreen story.
Okay.
Because this still happens. It still happens to me.
I have no reference.
And I hate it.
I have no reference point for it to happen. I am, you know, if you hate it, I'm sorry that that happens.
But to see Chandler go through it, it's so fun to see that portrayed.
Okay. Great.
And it's something that most sitcoms today wouldn't dare touch. Mm-hmm. But it is a sign of the times. And just seeing Chandler deal with this scenario is one of the highlights of season one.
Okay. You're right over there?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's go to the friends first. And this is one that has a an apology from me.
Friends first.
Yes. This is the episode that the Rachel makes its debut, not the blackout episode. This is the episode where the Rachel, I said it was last episode.
Should I go back and fix that episode?
No, that's okay. We can, because first of all, if you go back and fix it, we will have been done with this by the time you get it together to go back and fix. You're still saying friends first.
Yeah. So warts and all, right?
But see, I wouldn't think of them as warts as... It's an ongoing discussion, and you talk, and you say things, and it moves forward, and you keep...
So we're just, we're figuring it out as we go.
Not so much figuring it out as we go, more doing the thing, and it's a constant conversation.
Gotcha. Okay.
Constantly evolving conversation. Sure. So that's the friends first, and then the friends fun fact for this episode.
Time for another fun friends fact.
And for some reason, my document that I assembled has last episode's fun friends fact. I can find another one here. Well, the Rachel, being the debut of the Rachel, is a big one for this one. And when Marlo Thomas guest starred as Rachel's mother in the second season... Little look ahead, Rachel was upset her mother wanted to be more like her and was planning to leave her father and said, couldn't she just copy my haircut? Which is a joke about how many people had copied the haircut. And you forgot that? So, yeah, that's a fun, it's a season two joke.
I think one of the most fun things to watch, knowing the trajectory of the whole series is, you know, Rachel being this coddled tease throughout season one and seeing her evolution to what she'll become in later seasons.
A coddled tease. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You get to see genesis.
I mean, tease might be a little strong.
She's teasing Ross pretty hard.
This is true.
It's not true. It's an opinion.
She's putting him in the friend zone for many episodes.
Uh-huh. Some might say that she doesn't know she's putting him in the friend zone. She's just being herself, not knowing his feelings because he did not express them.
I'd say when women do that, they know what they're doing.
Okay, and I would say that is troubling that you would say that. But
just a man's opinion.
A man, okay. So when you say that, you imply... That I am not a man or
I'm
less.
I did not imply that you're not a man. I'm just saying it's just a man's opinion, which is, you know, you want to talk about people that are at risk for, you know, having their voices.
Let's move on to the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
I would say in this one could be Phoebe when she's talking about, she says, no, I mean, maybe not everybody really goes. Ever since my mom died, every now and then I get this feeling that she's like right here, you know? Oh, and Debbie, my best friend from junior high, got struck by lightning on a miniature golf course. I always really get this, I get this really strong Debbie vibe whenever I use one of those little pencils. You know? I miss her. I'm glad.
The concupiscent fool, Phoebe.
Well, that's again, I don't know if she is. I think, well, as her character develops, I think she's in many ways the smartest one on the whole show.
This is true to some extent. Mm-hmm. You know, these offhand references to her mom's death are, you know, just seeds for future episodes mm-hmm. to mine real drama out of.
This episode, rank the episode. I say this one is a very good episode. 7.5 friends out of a possible 10 friends. The physical comedy is strong. There's some emotion that they try to get in here. It's funny to see when they think their grandmother is dead, and then she gasps back to life and scares them, and then passes away again. It's a funny episode, and I like this one. Now, to rank the friends: Ross, Monica, Rachel, Phoebe, Joey, once again in the basement, Chandler.
I'd put Monica in the basement if it were mine.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. This is Meet My Friends, the Friends podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host. We'll be back with another episode going through the catalog of Friends. 8 down, 226 to go. Thanks for listening.